It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A revised climate justice bill now reflects a compromise between the governor and progressive state lawmakers. CPR Sam Brash reports.
The legislative session has been a showdown over state climate policy. Environmental groups pushed a bill to require more aggressive regulations on greenhouse gases. Polis threatened to veto it. The two sides have spent weeks negotiating. In the end, lawmakers agreed to drop the legislation and add some of its elements to a separate environmental justice bill. The compromise leaves out plans to regulate transportation and the building sector, and now has the governor's support. It survived its first committee hearing Monday. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado will spend more than $500 million to shore up the state's mental health system. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
The money will go to fund all aspects of mental health care. Representative Daphna Michelson-Janay, a Democrat, says after COVID-19, Colorado is seeing a significant behavioral health crisis.
We asked people to lock themselves in their houses. For many people, that was being locked away with their alcohol or with their paraphernalia or with their own demons. And they weren't able to get the appropriate support they needed.
This new mental health spending comes from money Colorado received in the federal COVID relief package. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Denver will become the second city in Colorado to provide free legal representation during evictions. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
City lawmakers unanimously approved a bill guaranteeing low-income residents the right to an attorney during eviction proceedings. The bill's sponsor, Councilmember Candy C. DeBaca, says the bill could help as many as 5,000 people every year. She says it will help the city's most vulnerable and prevent people from ending up homeless. The program will cost about $4 million a year. Boulder has a similar program approved by voters during last year's election. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Denver's ordinance takes effect September 1st. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.